Today, President Bush once again upped the ante in his fight with Senate Democrats over judicial appointments. With Congress out of town on recess, the president bypassed the Senate and appointed Mississippi Judge Charles Pickering to fill a vacancy on the U.S. Court of Appeals that sits in New Orleans. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. Nina, explain if you could first, what is a recess appointment?
Well, the Constitution clearly gives the president the power to nominate a recess appointee to fill a position in either the executive branch or the judicial branch when the Senate is out of town and can't confirm someone. But it's short term. It's only till the end of the next session, which in this case would be January of 2005. So that's how long Mr. Pickering has.
And in the case of judges, how often has it been used?
Well, very often in the beginning of the Republic, in 1795, John Rutledge was nominated to be Chief Justice as a recess appointee. He never was confirmed and never did sit on the Supreme Court as a confirmed justice. There were a lot of these kinds of judicial recess appointments until about 1862, and then there weren't any for almost a century. President Eisenhower revived the practice, and there were three, count them, three United States Supreme Court justices who were appointed as recess appointees: Earl Warren, William J. Brennan, and Potter Stewart. But in those days, these appointments were really pretty uncontroversial. Even so, in 1960, the Senate passed a sense of the Senate resolution opposing recess appointments. And it wasn't until the Clinton administration when the subject came up again. Clinton was under a lot of pressure from people in his administration to name a bunch of these recess appointees because he had dozens of nominees who were being blocked in committee with various delaying tactics. He didn't do it until almost the end of his administration when he appointed the first African-American judge to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. He'd had a couple of other African-Americans who'd been blocked without votes. Actually, Roger Gregory was renominated for real by President Bush when the state's two Republican senators endorsed his nomination.
Let's go back over the history a little bit that led up to this with Judge Pickering. This has been going on for a couple of years now, and the Senate, I think, twice blocked his appointment.
Well, in the beginning, when the Democrats controlled the Senate, he was voted down fair and square in committee, thus killing his nomination. Then he was renominated by President Bush when the Democrats lost control. He was renominated with another person who had been voted down in committee. And that was the first time in memory that that had been done, at least in modern times. And the Democrats, seeing that a lot of the tools that had been available to them for delaying tactics in the Judiciary Committee, those rules were changed when the Republicans took control. And so the Democrats then upped the ante. They went to an outright filibuster. And they blocked Mr. Pickering with a filibuster. And at last count, they blocked a total of six judicial nominees with a filibuster and confirmed 169. So now the White House ups the ante again with this recess appointment.
And do you think this marks the start of some kind of trend? In other words, will the president be using recess appointment for those other blocked nominees?
I'm not sure. That may be a fight that's still going on inside the White House. I haven't really been able to get an absolute answer to that, but at least one source I talked to who's very close to this process with the White House said he didn't think there would be more.
And why start with Judge Pickering then?
You know, that's the puzzler, because of all the block nominees, Pickering has the most political baggage. His critics point to the things he did early in his career to oppose civil rights for blacks. His defenders point to the fact that he subsequently worked hard to quell racial violence and send his kids to desegregated public schools. But his confirmation hearing was a disaster for him because it focused on the extraordinary steps he took as a trial judge in the 1990s to pressure the Justice Department into accepting a lesser sentence for a convicted cross-burner. And privately, there were a lot of Republicans who voted against the filibuster but were not anxious to vote for a guy who was involved in a cross-burning controversy. In the end, I think the president has been under pressure from his right flank to use his recess appointment power, and some Republicans think that Pickering got a very raw deal. As one source put it, this is in essence a way to honor Pickering. He's going to have a minimal effect because he's only there for a year, but in essence it says, the things that were said about you were not fair.
Okay. Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Nina Totenberg.